Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. ITC is a high-voltage, transmission-only utility with a commitment to the communities they serve. They're proud to salute the outstanding members of the Oklahoma FFA who excelled at the 90th Annual National Convention of the organization. ITC spotlights Owasso's Piper Merritt, the new Central Region Vice President, as she begins a year of service as a National FFA Officer. And they congratulate the Kingfisher FFA Chapter for winning the National Conduct of Meetings Contest, besting teams from 38 other states. ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
120 cash day was the positive of the day. That was higher than last week. Last week's cash trade was from 115 to 119. So today on the Fed Cattle Exchange, we had 274 head change hands at 120, so it was higher than the previous week. And that led the live cattle higher. December live cattle are up 97 cents at 126.60. February up 50 at 130.05. So again, extremely positive market here. If you look back over the last 5 to 7 trading days, we've rallied about $10 a hundred on the December live cattle. And now that board is getting overbought here with the relative strength index as high as 86 on the December live cattle. So anything over 75 is considered positive on the RSI. Feeder cattle were stronger as well. November was the weakest one, only up 27 cents at 159.70. It went as high as 160.47. And January is the strongest month at $1.07 higher at 160.65 and went as high as 161.25. If you look back there, back from October 23rd till today, we've rallied about $12 from the low there. Box beef at midday was higher again. Choice is 207.03 at 59 cents. Select up 67 at 194.97. So the box beef market, cash market, and futures market all rallying in tandem.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today were relatively quiet. We did get a slight bump in the soybean contracts. They were 6 to 7 cents higher here. November beans is 981 and a quarter, up 7.5. January up 6 at 990 and 3 quarters. Corn up 2 to 2.5 cents with December corn at 348 and a quarter. And then the wheats continue to be steady to lower here. July Kansas City's at $4.65, down 1 and a quarter cents. That 465 number is right on yesterday's lows. Of course, yesterday it made contract lows and lowest it's been for the life of the July contract. So pretty disappointing there. Cotton today ended up down slightly, down 7 in December at 68.31. March was down 14 cents at 68.20. Hedge funds are still short 102,000 contracts of wheat. That's an estimate. Short about 200,000 contracts of corn. Really big numbers there on the short side. But they're long soybeans, long 40,000 contracts of beans. Tomorrow morning, we'll get a new economic or Informa Economics update on their world and U.S. Grain production. That'll be tomorrow morning at 10:30. The Dow Jones continues its rally up 67 cents on the December futures at 23,391. Continues to make new highs. Bonds are currently up 11 at 152.26, awaiting the FOMC minutes.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.